We've got Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business. And Gary, we always check in with you every Monday for kind of the latest stories going on in and around our region. But boy, oh boy, there's nothing like the story regarding just the chaotic housing market right now, not only in Indiana, but I feel like we're seeing this all across the country right now. And you talked a lot about this on your show over the weekend. Tell me, what did you learn?
Well, that there's no sign of things slowing down in what, as you say, has been a very chaotic housing market here in Indiana. Inventory continues to be just very tight. You know, it was tight a year ago. It's down 37% even from a year
ago.
Just aren't available homes. Yeah, it's just amazing numbers. In fact, we had FC Tucker Company CEO Jim Litton on the show this weekend, a veteran, a longtime person in the real estate industry in Indiana. He said he has never seen anything like it. I should mention, too, Tucker made big news. Certainly Tucker, the largest independent real estate firm in the state of Indiana, big presence in Northeast Indiana as well. They are being acquired or have been acquired by a Pittsburgh-based company, Howard Hanna Real Estate, which is the largest independent real estate company in the country. So new ownership for FC Tucker. The name Tucker, which has been in Indiana for more than 100 years, will remain. But, you know, Kayla, he sees no sign of this really ending anytime soon. Mortgage rates remain very low. Some are projecting that might continue through the end of next year, perhaps. So it's going to be a very tight market, certainly a seller's market, as we're seeing that folks are getting multiple offers and many of them above asking price.
Yeah, that's interesting about the mortgage rates, too, and that prediction of them staying pretty low through 2022. Did he mention anything, or did you guys talk at all about, you know, new construction? Perhaps when it comes to building a home, because I know lumber, steel, they've really been up there in price, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, great question. And there is a sliver of good news, I think you could say, on the new construction side, and that's lumber prices have begun to come down a bit. They're still above where they were just a few months ago. Lumber prices were up exponentially, making the cost of new construction very expensive and having an impact there. But we're still seeing people building new homes. That demand is still out there. So we're beginning to see on the cost of material side, that's improving a bit, still very expensive, but still there's a lot of demand. And Litton made the point. He said he doesn't see things changing unless mortgage rates, interest rates would go up, unemployment would go up, consumer confidence would go down. But all of those factors are just the opposite right now. We see low interest rates, we see unemployment coming down and consumer confidence going up. So that points to a continuation of this market.
Just absolutely crazy, Gary. It's unreal. I use the word chaotic and I stand by that word. Did you happen to have your conversation with him? Is that posted on your website or where can I find that?
Absolutely. InsideIndianaBusiness.com. We have the interview with Jim Litton there, as well as Indiana Business News 24/7 out there. You can check it out at InsideIndianaBusiness.com.
I love it. As always, Gary, you know I love chit-chatting with you. So 1 week from today, you'll join us again.
Right on. Hey, have a great week, Kayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media.